edge. Over the hedge into the light.
Off the edge with the intended bridge.
So here we go, go.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The Brett and Jamie Show.
Over the hedge into the light.
Off the edge with the intended bridge.
So here we go, go.
Come on over here. Come on over. Come on. It's going to be fun. You'll see. Come on. Come on. Join us. Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Remember, funnier. That's what.
Okay.
Cracking the whip there. Crapping the funny whip. Cracking it, crapping it, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get you motivated to be funnier. Although it's kind of a bleak morning.
It is kind of a bleak morning. Bleak.
No, it's bleak.
I would say it's a little
it feels
gloomy.
It feels like winter.
Yeah, well, you know, it is December.
It's got the clouds, and it's kind of dark in here. I can barely see over there.
I don't know if you know this or not, but it's December.
Yeah, we could turn the light on, but I put an orange light bulb in.
Put an orange light bulb in, and I was actually going to turn the light on, and I went, oh.
It's an orange stupid light bulb.
Darn it.
Because we had the orange and the yellow light bulbs outside.
Right.
For no apparent reason. Well, we had the yellow one because it was a bug light.
Right.
And then I tried to get one that kind of matched it, and we ended up with an orange one.
Right.
And then the yellow one died. So we bought new yellow ones, which are beautiful.
Matching yellow ones.
Yeah, I know. And they're really nice. They're bright. They're shiny. And so then I still had the orange bulb, and I didn't know what to do with it. So I thought
instead of throwing it away.
Yeah, the boys use the loft all the time to play video games and whatnot. So I thought, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that orange light bulb in the ceiling
light. Mm-hmm.
And I would change it because it's really kind of dim. It's
very dim. And they're like, what is this?
It's like, you know, it's kind of mood lighting.
Why is our room orange?
Orange mood lighting.
That's kind of weird. But,
yeah, so that wasn't the best idea ever, but I can't really change it because it's a pain in the ass to get that light fixture down. It took me 20 minutes to get that up there. And so because you have to unscrew it, and then it goes in this little center post that you can't see.
Right.
You have to feel for the little center post. And I swear, I stood on the chair with my arms up for 20 minutes trying to get the freaking light fixture back up.
And then I'm going to come to help you.
Because it was a big surprise.
It was a surprise.
We're going to have this big orange light, and it's going to be awesome.
Except it's not bright. It's like...
It's really stupid. Stupid orange light. Everything is stupid, just so you know.
Everything is stupid? Why?
And then you die. Everything is stupid, and then you die. Just found out my grandmother died yesterday, which was really weird because yesterday morning I was listening to Steve Earle's second album, Exito, which, you know, he became a much better songwriter and storyteller
later,
as the years went on. But I was listening to it, and there was a song called The Rain Came Down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song about people on a farm and their land and whatnot, and the rain came down. And after I had listened to that, and it caught me, and it kind of made me think of my grandparents' farm, and so I was in this mood.
Sentimental mood.
Yeah, so I posted that on Facebook and talked just a little bit about my grandfather. And as soon as I had posted that, I went and checked my email, and I found out my grandmother died. So I had just posted a song
about... Her husband, right?
Yeah.
About her husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, about the farm that...
Right.
...that I'd visited, spent...
But it made you think about him.
I spent a good deal of time on the farm.
I know. See, and that cracks me up a little. Not to, like, change gears here, but... You know, I've heard so many stories about kids who spend time on the farm with their grandparents and stuff, and I've never met anybody
never
who actually did that.
Didn't know
because
that was
in New
actually
Mexico,
a thing.
In New Mexico, that's not really a thing.
No.
And so I had never met somebody who did that.
Well, farming is way
different.
And that
just really cracked me up, and I thought that was awesome.
From up there, you know, up in the northern Great Plains where their farm was, way different than farming here, because you can't farm here without irrigation.
Oh, no.
If you don't have irrigation, you are not going to farm anything.
Right.
But there, I don't think my grandparents actually even had any irrigation. They had lots of fields. I mean, all around the farm, it was all their land, and it was all fields, and they grew
How many acres would you say?
I have no idea, but a lot. And they had pastures for cows, and, you know, it was a real farm. It wasn't a hobby farm. It was a real working farm. And
that was their livelihood? That's how they made their money?
That's how they made their money.
Wow.
And my grandpa was not happy when I was a little kid, and I mowed down a bunch of his flax or something.
Oh, you
didn't. With my three-wheeler, because I couldn't tell the difference between a crop and weeds. I was a city kid.
Oh, my goodness. Except for you spent every summer on the farm.
Although he did laugh about it later. So
yeah, later.
And then he died.
And then so, you lost him money, yeah. And then he died.
So what were we talking about? Were we talking about something?
We were talking about your grandma, and you got an email.
Yeah, and so anyway, she passed away. She was 96.
Wow.
96.
She lived a long life.
I hope to live half that long.
Oh, well.
If you do the math, I already
know. Yeah. I know. I got it.
Well, good. I'm ready to go then. Yay, I made it.
I don't think so. No.
So anyway, it's kind of sad.
Well, that's two for you in a very short period of time. How are you?
My whole family is disappearing.
Are you dealing with that?
I don't know. you do what you can and you move on. And the rain came down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
And we looked into how much it cost.
We grieve very differently.
Well, I think everybody has to do it in their own way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just the way we're grieving for the election.
Oh.
Gotta do it, you know, and I keep hearing people saying, time to step back from the ledge. Time to step back from the ledge.
It's not about being on the ledge.
Well, a quarter of America voted to burn it down to the ground.
I know.
You know, the ledge, that we're off the ledge.
Yeah.
We're in free fall now.
Yeah.
You know, it's
falling toward the inferno.
Not stepping back from the ledge. You can't do that. You can't, once you've jumped, you can't step back from the ledge.
Yeah.
You know, once you've made the jump, all you can do is fall.
Mm-hmm.
And hope for something at the bottom that doesn't smash you to smithereens.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think that I am pulling away.
When I saw
I
have to. We were watching TV last night, and the vanity card, who does that? The Chuck Lorre, is that who does the vanity cards at the ends of some of the shows that we watch? And he said, I'm taking a break from media.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, because he was talking about, you know,
election stuff and what's going on in the world.
And the rise of fascism is so 1938, you know.
Like, but you did that. You gave yourself a media break.
I still kind of am.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have. I think if you looked at the ratings for, you know, MSNBC and
Fox and all those places.
Well, Fox has their base that's always going to be there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
My
and
grandma,
they're the people that voted for Trump, so.
Yeah, my grandma at 96, thankfully, she will never have to see what she voted for. Thankfully, she will never have to see what is going to happen.
What she helped to do to the world.
Yeah. You know, so that's a good thing about her passing away this week is that, you know, she's not going to get to see the horror that
that is Trump.
Yes.
The
6-year-old stamping his foot, twittering because somebody is making fun of him on, you know, Saturday Night Live or whatever. I mean, seriously, is this guy president or is he 6?
He's a toddler. He's a toddler.
Why the hell would we elect somebody like that? What is the matter with us?
Because people are stupid and they just think that. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. And actually, you can now totally see that. You can now see that. He is a businessman.
Yeah, because he's out to make money for himself.
He is not here for you. Exactly. He is here for his own best interests. You voted him in to serve his own best interests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing.
He had a conversation with the president of Argentina.
Yeah.
And, you know, congratulations on becoming the president.
Yeah, and he hands the phone to Ivanka.
Well, and he's like, well, and I've got business interests, so let's talk about what you're going to do for my business interests. Did the same thing in Turkey.
Yeah.
Because he's got a Trump tower there, too.
Well, and then he talks about how he wants to bring business back to America. He doesn't want people to go overseas or to different countries. And Carrier is moving to Mexico.
Well,
and he's saying, well, they're keeping part of their business here. You know, they're going to keep 100,000 jobs here and they're going to increase their productivity.
That is not the correct answer there.
Well, whatever.
You're just making up a number.
No, that's the number. That's the number I saw on the news.
No, it's no 100,000. He's not keeping 100,000 jobs here. It's like 1,000 jobs. And the other 6,000 are still going to Mexico. He got like 40% of what he wanted.
Well, when I watched it on the news yesterday, it said 100,000.
I doubt that Carrier employs 100,000. People. I know that they're a decent sized
company. But he claims that they want to increase their productivity and then they will have more jobs here.
Well, and what happened
is. Which is ridiculous.
The nice thing is that they're in Indiana and Mike Pence is still
the governor.
He's the governor of Indiana. He's also the vice president.
That is so a conflict of interest.
And so what he did was he gave them state tax breaks.
Yeah.
To stay or at least to keep part of their business there. And now every business is going to say, oh, you know what? We're going to move to Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
Tax breaks,
anyone?
And
this is what happens when you have a conflict of interest like this. You cannot be the president or vice president of the United States and still doing something else.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's yourself.
This is not a part-time job, people.
Trump says it is.
Being the president of the United States is not a part-time job.
Well, we knew right from the beginning, because right from the beginning there was a...
Well, he wants to rent out a whole floor of Trump Towers to the Secret Service.
Oh, yeah. That's another $1 million.
I know.
And it's costing like $1 million a day to protect Trump Tower in New York, where they live. So.
And that's ridiculous. When you're having dignitaries stay in your hotel... That's a conflict of interest.
If that was
when
Obama,
you are keeping,
can you imagine?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Can you imagine what Fox News would be doing with that?
All of the things that they ripped Obama for over the last 8 years, Trump is doing, and he's getting away with it. And they're not saying a damn word.
Not a word.
And that's what's so annoying about this whole damn situation, is that nobody wants to talk about the fact that here is this privileged white man and a black man in America, and you're not making any sort of sense as to what you're doing toward the black man and not against the white man. You know, Trevor Noah had Tommy Lauren
on The Daily Show.
On The Daily Show.
Why do you even mention her? She is the worst person in the world.
She is the bane of...
Keith Olbermann would say she is the worst person
she
in the world.
She is the worst person
Don't
in the world.
Don't even bother, because she's horrible and she's stupid.
Yeah. but these are the people that people listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying.
Oh, look, pretty white
these
girl
are the
with
people,
blonde hair.
Yes.
I
these are
watch
the people.
Her. Maybe she'll show her boobs.
That get to say their opinion. And that's not okay, because they're pushing things in the wrong direction. Instead of saying, you know what, this is a conflict of interest, and our president of the United States, this is not a part-time job. You've got 10,000 conflicts of interest. You need to put all of your stuff into a blind trust. Everything.
No,
that
he's
does not
his kids
mean
run it.
That your kids run your business.
Yeah.
No, somebody else runs your business, and they break it down, and they invest in new things, so you don't know where your money is. That's what a blind trust is.
Yeah,
not your kids running your business.
And if your kids know where your business is,
then
your
it's
money
not
is,
a blind trust.
It's not a blind trust, because guess what? Your kids can still talk to you and say, hey, what do you got going on in Turkey?
And your kids do not get to have relations with other countries. They do not get to be a part of what's going on between countries. That's not okay. That is a conflict of interest. Because now people from other countries, all these dignitaries, are going to say, oh, well, you know, he wants to build a Trump Tower here. He wants to build a business here. So, well, what are you going to give us in return? That's why it's a conflict of interest, people. Mm-hmm. You cannot do business that way. Not when you're running a country. If you want to be a businessman and you want to have a business, then run a fucking business. When you have a country to run, it's not a business. It doesn't work that way.
Well, and everybody
you
always says the
do shady deals
like
and back alley crap. It's not.
You know, if you ran America like it was a business, then it would be okay for everybody to be out of jobs, because as long as you're making a profit, that's all that matters.
Right.
It would be okay for nobody to have health insurance, because it's the profits that matter.
Well, everything's going to go overseas.
Yeah.
Well, because they can make a better deal.
It already has.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's what I mean.
You can't even get a Trump tie
that
made in America.
Right. His suits are made in China.
Or Bangladesh or someplace.
His hats are made in China. I mean, really, it's
like...
I want
to go to Bangladesh one day.
I want to...
I was trying to lighten the mood, change the subject.
I know.
Because it's a bleak morning.
It is a bleak morning, and you're having a rough day. And go to your grandmother's funeral, you checked into it, and how much is it going to cost to fly there?
If we flew, including hotel and food,
and that's just for two people,
it would be $3,000
for two people.
Yeah, flying is not a cheap thing to do.
No, it's not.
Although no travel is cheap, really, because we
though from where we live, it's like I don't know. The prices are really increased for flying. I have a friend who lives in Colorado. And from Denver, she can fly for like $50.
Well, Denver is a hub. Denver is whose hub? Somebody's hub. Somebody has a hub in Denver, and there's one in Atlanta. So if you live, there's one in Dallas. If you live in a city that's a hub, you know, it's one of those places where all the little
Well, then why doesn't New Mexico have a hub?
Because I don't know.
Because we suck?
Because it's not big enough, I'm guessing.
Then we need to move to a hub.
I don't want to move to a hub. I don't want to just go there because it's, you know, Denver or Atlanta.
Cheap
or,
flights.
Yeah.
I want cheap flights.
I think Phoenix is a hub.
Okay, know. Let's go to Phoenix.
Yeah, you know, places like that. No. No, it's hot.
I know. Phoenix is so hot. I thrive in the heat.
I know you do. It's like, oh, it's 120. It could be like 5 degrees nice. Warmer. Just 5 degrees warmer. It would be perfect. Okay, I'm serious now. Funnier. We're trying to.
And we're switching gears.
Because we're so angry all the time.
We are so angry all the time. But you know what?
The chick on Facebook is the one that you were talking about earlier.
Oh, but now you're making me angry.
No, don't get angry.
Don't do that, because I was switching gears. I was really excited and happy. Now you made me angry.
What were you happy about?
I am so excited, because the semester is almost over.
Well,
you know, really, I checked out like 2 weeks ago.
that's exactly what I was going to say.
That's kind of my problem. I like, okay, I'm done.
You get to the end of the semester and you got like 2 weeks left, but you're done.
Yeah, I am. Because it's like, oh my gosh, this is just tedious now. There's nothing else
I can
learn from this or I want to do with this.
I feel like you've been going to school for a long time now.
I have been going to school for a long time now.
You're kind of thinking that you've been going to school for a long time now, because I know that you're considering for next semester bowling and archery.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know if that's a good idea.
It is. It's totally a good idea.
We gotta pay for that.
Yeah.
That's,
I know.
Just to hang out with your friends, I don't know
if that's totally a good idea.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
No, the thing behind that is there's not really a lot of stuff that I can take next semester. And we'll discuss that later. But I need the credit hours. So what am I gonna do? And
I don't know. Start working towards liberal arts.
And
little poli sci.
I'm not
little,
taking poli sci.
Little poli sci.
Shut up. No.
Okay. What? Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Move on.
So, end of the semester is coming. Yay! I'm excited.
You are not excited.
No, I am excited. But now I'm mad at you.
You're mad at me.
I don't know why you have to do that. I don't know why you have to.
Made you mad at other people, and now I made you mad at me.
Switch gears and. Do something dumb.
This is what this is for. This is for us to hang out and air our dirty laundry. And
really?
Yeah.
It's for you to piss me off?
Yeah, I generally do. So, and as long as I'm hanging out with you, I'm okay with that.
Well, whatever.
Because we haven't broken up in years.
I know, years. Maybe it's time for me to break up with you
again. It is. Maybe it is. You throw your ring at me and say, I'm done. I'm out of here.
I only did that once.
Well,
and that was in the beginning.
But you did break up with me quite frequently at the beginning.
I did break up with you a little bit in the beginning.
As a matter of fact, the very first night that we spent together, we assumed that would be our last night together.
Yeah, yeah.
We both did.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was 37 years ago.
I am not that old. Do not make me that old.
Well, because I met you when you were 2.
Yeah, that's right.
Even then, that makes you
except 39. Exactly. I am not 39.
Not
so
getting ready to celebrate that 40th
birthday
yet?
No, I am not. So do not even make me that close yet.
Okay.
Now I'm really getting ticked off. Thank you.
I thought it was getting better.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So I'm excited for the end of the semester because I am addicted to a new game on Facebook.
Oh, my God. And she is not making this up.
I am not.
Every time you're on the computer, I always think that you're doing something
productive.
I do, because I'm so proud of you all the time, because everything that you do is, you know, very focused and determined and productive.
Well, I have to be
just awesome.
But then at some point I have a mini breakdown.
You make me feel like I'm a slug, because I'm not productive all the time.
Now, but there you go. Now you don't have to feel like a slug.
I know. Now I look over there, you're in your computer, and I'm like, what are you? Oh, it's a game.
Yeah. Well, because like right before the end of the semester, everything is really stressful. And so it's like, okay, I have to study for finals. I have final projects due. I have to practice for my ASL presentations. And I just have 10,000 things that I need to do. And the boys are getting antsy because it's almost Christmas time. So they get that break and they don't want to go to school. And you're getting annoyed because it's like at work, you've got your stuff. And so it just gets a little frustrating, and I have a mini breakdown and I stop.
So what's the game?
Knights and Brides.
Which is basically the same thing as Farmville.
All the Ville games.
Yeah. And you've played all those.
Anyville.
And I've seen all of them, so yep. I know that this is pretty much the same thing. You pick your apples and you tend yep. your crops and yep. uh-huh. you put in your buildings. And
uh-huh.
and it gives, I assume that you are totally immersed. Is that correct? Are you thinking about other stuff as well, or are you really just picking your apples and tending your
crops? I am really just picking my apples and tending my crops.
Being yep. ticked off because the animals won't stay in a pen.
Yes.
They just wander around.
That's really annoying. You have to have a special building for them to stay in it. And I don't want to put in the effort to do a special building because there's a lot of other side quests.
Long before there was internet, there was people that did that. There were games that you could play that would immerse you in a farm or something like that.
Where it's called real life?
No. Where you could actually, I don't remember how they worked. They might have been card games or they might have been dice games, but people would get immersed in their farm the same way that you do on the computer. And they would do that and as a way to take a break from all the horrors of what's going on in the real world. The end of the semester, the end of America as we know it.
Yep, exactly.
All of these
and things. That's kind of it. It's like,
so I'm okay with that. If you want to tend your farm for a while, that's cool.
Okay. I have no problem. Thank goodness. Because, pretty quickly, I'm going to be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know me.
Always.
I get addicted and I like really am like into that for
I thought Candy Crush would last forever.
No.
I thought that we were going to do Candy Crush
that
forever.
Was a really long time.
It was.
That was a really long time.
And you still play.
Pokemon did not last as long as I thought it would.
No. Well, that you knew that was going to die, didn't you? I mean,
I didn't. When I was doing it, I did not know that it was going
to
be like
you were asking Americans to do something they don't do.
What? Walk?
Go outside. Walk around. Look around.
Well, lots of people still play it. I'm just talking about me personally.
But you hear very little about it anymore.
Well,
you can tell.
I go outside. So it was really a convenient
I was
game
outside
for me.
Just yesterday. Come on. Come on. You can't say I don't go outside.
I do that kind of stuff. So it was convenient
for me. I opened the garage door. I got in my car. And I was out for like for 3 seconds there. The outside came into the garage.
Shut up. I get out of my car to get on the bus, so I'm outside then, and between classes, I have to walk between buildings,
yes,
so I'm
do.
Outside
you do.
Then.
You do.
I have to walk from the bus to the building, and from the building to the bus. I spend a lot of time outside.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Me too.
It's no wonder you're so tan.
Which is why I should not have hung up on that lady last night.
What lady did you hang up on last night?
I got a phone call. It was like 7 o'clock at night. Was it 7? No, it must have been a little earlier than that. I always think it's later because it's dark. I always go,
why are there people
cow,
outside?
It's so late. Honey, it's like 5.
It's 6:30.
Yeah. Right. So I think it probably was like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And my phone rings and it's a local number. So I think, okay, fine. I'm going to answer. And I never do that. I always tell you, no, I don't answer unknown numbers. And this is why. So I said, hello. And the lady says, oh, hi. Are you there? Yeah.
So right there, there's your first clue that it was an
exactly,
auto dial.
Exactly.
And she hadn't
And she says, oh, I'm
yet.
Sorry, my headset isn't working. Mm. And that tipped me off right away.
Yep, there's
and I went, oh,
call center
gosh.
Somewhere.
And she said, you stayed at a resort of ours previously, and we want to call you and let you know that you qualified for a chance to have 4 days and 3 nights in sunny Florida.
Did you say which resort?
No, I didn't, because she was just going, like she was motoring on.
Pretty
Hang
sure
on.
She wouldn't have known.
She was motoring
okay,
on.
Go ahead.
And then she says, and then you'll get another 3 days and 2 nights in southern sunny California, where you will board a ship to do a 2-night cruise and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Sign me up.
I could not get a word in edgewise with this lady. So I just hung up. I was like, forget
it. I always feel bad about that.
I do too. But, they expect it.
Mm-hmm.
I did telemarketing for a very short period.
I did telemarketing for a very short period of time.
And
very short.
Yeah, you expect people to yell at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you expect people to hang up on you. You don't expect people to listen to you.
Well, the one thing that I learned from my short stint in doing telemarketing, because it was a customer service related telemarketing thing where people would call in with their phone problem, mm-hmm. and you were supposed to fix their problem, but in the meantime, you were supposed to develop a relationship and sell them something.
Right.
So fix their problem, develop a relationship, and even after the problem is fixed, don't tell them that the problem is fixed until you've sold them something.
Right. Right. Mine was not like that. Mine was like, call them and sell them something. I don't even remember what it was. It was so long ago. But it was like this lady. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm just going to hang up on you because I don't want whatever it is you're selling. And now I'm thinking, maybe I should have listened to her. Maybe I should have taken my opportunity to do 4 days and three nights in sunny Florida.
Did we have to go watch a timeshare presentation?
I don't have any idea, but you know what? I would be okay with that.
I did that once.
Did you?
And almost ended up buying a timeshare.
Oh,
almost. It was so
that's crazy
close.
Because you are a strong-willed person.
I know. And then you finally start thinking.
You're good at saying no.
Because they have these closers. And it's like, mm-hmm. well, they come in and you've already said no like 20 times. And then the closer gives you all these reasons why you shouldn't say no. And then you start going, you know, maybe a timeshare in Vegas would not be a bad idea.
Timeshares are not good. Timeshares are not a good idea.
No.
Who are you going to share that with? And most of the time, you don't get good dates.
Well, and if you plan on going on vacation to the exact same place and doing the exact same thing every single
time.
Year,
mm-hmm.
maybe, I don't know, but I kind of like to see other places too.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to be tied down to...
No, I don't know. I really, really, really enjoy Vegas.
Well,
I
yeah.
I really enjoy
but
Vegas.
But would you pass it up for our trip to Washington, D.C. Oh. or our trip to New York or
yeah
or
yeah.
you know
I would definitely
our trip to
go
Cancun,
somewhere else
you know or in the future the other places that hopefully someday we'll get to visit as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Aruba.
Aruba? Jamaica?
Jamaica.
Ooh, I want to take you.
Oh, I got know. A little dirty there for a second. Sorry, folks. We were singing to Beach Boys.
Really?
Yeah, really? What do you mean?
I didn't
mean,
know
really?
That was the Beach Boys.
You didn't know Kokomo was the Beach Boys?
No. I know that song. I know it really well, but I don't know who it is.
It was the Beach Boys' last hit.
Wow.
Years
That's
after the Beach
sad,
Boys.
That's
kind of
sad because it was
famous.
Really good.
Yeah, that was like
That's
the Beach
really
Boys were famous in the late 60s, and then they did Kokomo in the 80s,
then.
And they had a big hit with it. Like Alice
oh,
Cooper with
in
Poison
the
in the 80s.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
That's why I know it.
Aruba, Jamaica. Come on, you want to do
no,
it.
No, I know, but I'm not good at it.
I can feel it.
I'm going to drink my pumpkin coffee.
I love doing that.
With my pumpkin creamer.
We will.
And
we'll be sitting there in the bedroom, and I'll sing a line from a song, and then I'll just wait.
Yeah, I know. And he waits, and eventually it kills me so much that I have to join in.
Sooner or later, she'll do the next line.
I know.
So that's the beauty of us.
That I play along? You snorted!
You snorted! Oh, everybody needs a good snort once in a while.
Off the edge we begin to drench. So here we go, the Brett and Jamie Show.